but a few more words about the sixth and last of these methods, the contemplation of the six elements. As we've seen, they're earth, water, fire, air, ether, consciousness. So a few words about the first five only, especially the first four. These first four or five are symbolized by different geometrical figures. So I'm going to ask you to try to imagine them, try to visualize them. Try to visualize a great yellow cube. This is Earth. Why it's a cube, why it's yellow, I hope will be obvious. I'm not going to explain it. Huh? So a great yellow cube. On top of that great yellow cube, or Earth, a great white sphere, or globe. That is water. Then on top of that white sphere, a brilliant red cone or pyramid. That's fire. Then on top of that cone or pyramid, which is red, balanced on the point, a saucer, a blue saucer. That's air. And in that blue saucer, a golden flame. That's space. That's ether. The tip of that golden flame, if you like, can be all rainbowed colored. It can end in a sort of rainbow-like jewel, and that will be consciousness. So these are your geometrical symbols of the five or the six elements. And when you arrange them like this, in this sort of order, one on top of another, they add up to something, they form something, they create something. And what is that? It's the stupa. The stupa. But what is the stupa, some of you may ask? This is a very long story indeed, and I'm only going to touch on it very, very briefly. But a stupa, originally, was a funeral monument of a rather special kind, and it sometimes contained ashes. And in the case of Buddhism, in the case of Buddhist history and tradition, the stupa is especially associated with the parinirvana of the Buddha. In fact, the stupa in Buddhist symbolism, in Buddhist art, is actually the symbol of the parinirvana itself. It's not always appreciated that in the early days of Buddhism, there was no representation of the figure of the Buddha. There were no Buddha images for several hundred years. And the Buddha's figure was not represented in sculpture of any kind in any way. Oh yes, you've got all sorts of beautiful sculptured scenes, as at Sanchi, as in Amaravati. You get the scene of the Buddha's birth, the scene of the Buddha's austerities, the scene of the Buddha's victory over Mara, scene of the Buddha's enlightenment, scene of the Buddha's first discourse, scene of the Buddha's parinirvana. But you never get the Buddha himself depicted. You get only a symbol. In the scene of the Buddha's birth, where the figure of the infant Buddha should be, there's just a lotus flower. No figure of the Buddha. In the scene of the Buddha leaving home, going out into the jungle in quest of truth, you see the horse charging after the palace gate, but you don't see the Buddha. There's only an umbrella over the horse's back to indicate where the figure would be. And in the same way, the great scene of the Buddha's enlightenment, you see the Bodhi tree, you see the throne, but the throne is empty. There's no figure on it. Or you may have a trident representing the three jewels. And in the same way, scene of the Buddha's first discourse, you get the five monks there all listening, You get the preaching thrown. You get the deer around because it's a deer park. But you see no Buddha preaching. You just see a wheel of the Dharma, just an abstract symbol. And in the same way, when it comes to the scene of the Buddha's parinirvana, the Buddha's death, as we say, there's no Buddha lying there dying. What do you see? You see a stupa of one kind or another. A stupa, a reliquary, if you like. And of course there is a reason for this. The early Buddhists, it seems, felt very, very strongly that the Buddha is incommensurable, the Buddha is unrepresentable, the Buddha is transcendental, that the Buddha's greatness is so great that no justice can be done to it. It cannot be described, it cannot be depicted. A Buddha's nature is beyond thought, beyond speech, beyond words. So all you can do when you come to the Buddha is just to stop speaking, to remain silent. Or when you're drawing a picture or sculpturing a scene from the Buddha's life, when you come to the Buddha, just leave an empty space or put in a symbol. You can't represent the Buddha. The Buddha is beyond representation. This is the reason for this. This is why we have the stupa symbolizing the Buddha in the representation of the parinirvana scene.